If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've never been to a jazz club, this is what happens at a jazz club. A jazz club is like four guys on stage enjoying themselves more than the 50 people in the audience. That's what it is. They're all playing a different song, all at the same time, in different tempos, in different keys, and they call it jazz. It's fucking nonsense.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I hope you guys are all right. As you may have figured out from that little quote from Noel at the start there, and if you've seen the title of the episode, what we're doing today is we are looking at the song Help as part of the Oasis A to Z, and I'm going to be interviewing a very accomplished and award-winning British jazz singer called Claire Martin, who recorded a cover version of it on which Noel featured. So really great to speak to Claire. We get the full breakdown of it. So without any further ado, here is me talking to Claire Martin.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I finally changed my mind and I've opened up the door.
So all good. So welcome to the Oasis Podcast, Claire Martin. How are you doing?
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you very much for having me, James.
Oh, not at all. Well, it's nice to have you classing up the joint, because if people don't know, you are a multi-award winning jazz singer, very successful, and have your had your own Radio 3 show for many years and all that sort of stuff. So, classic sort of typical Oasis rock and roll fan.
Yep, I tick all those boxes. Yes. I guess I'm. So yeah, I'm a Brighton-based jazz singer, a Londoner at first and foremost. We've moved to Brighton, and I was down here for the whole big Oasis moment, and loved the music, but never ever thought I'd be interviewed by you. But it's great how it's come about. So yeah, thank you. Thanks very much.
No, not at all. It's an absolute pleasure. And I mean, it's funny because one of these. You know, it's sort of when we actually did an Oasis episode on Oasis collaborations over the years, and sort of Typically when you look at people that normally Noel, and Liam's done the on thing, but normally Noel, who they've collaborated with over the years, it tends to be Paul Weller, Johnny Marr, Chemical Brothers, and then as you're looking down sort of Noel's discogs and like list of people he's collaborated with, you go, Clem, you played guitar on Clem's album.
Is it on a list?
It's on Discogs, yeah. If you look at
my Discogs. Cool. I know, and the same for me when you're looking down who I've worked with, and John Martin, I guess, was a nearest sort of more poppy thing person, but Stefano Pelli and Kenny Barron, Jim Mullen, Martin Taylor, Noel Gallagher then sort of sticks out like a sore thumb. Yeah, I know. It's bizarre, but equally, that's music. Strange people meet.
Exactly. But it was, as soon as I saw that, because it was a really interesting one, and I did think, how would that have come about then? Because Noel had done this version of Help, And he'd done this acoustic version of Help that he performed live a number of times, and it came out on the on sort of the it was never released at the time, but people were aware of it. It's something that had been bootlegged, and then years later, when they did like a big reissue of the Be Here Now album, that was around the same time it was on that tour, he was doing that version of Help. And and it's sort of think this is interesting. This version is sort of similar to the version you did. And then who's that doing a little counting at the start? So do you want to just tell us sort of how it came about in
So
your end?
how it came about, there's a fantastic jazz musician or musician, but for me I know him as a jazz guitarist called Paul Stacey, and he's part of a set of fantastic twins, Paul and Jeremy Stacey, who have been around all of my lifetime. In fact, when I first turned professional, they were down in Bournemouth, and I remember him from then. And Paul was producing a record. We did two records together. I asked him to produce it, and I loved his. He's got such an amazing sort of broad church of taste. His styles are amazing. He could really bring something to the table for me. And I was leaning more poppy then. I wasn't doing such straight head stuff. So I was really interested in all the songs he brought to the table and all the ideas he had. And at the time, I was thinking, oh, I'm quite lucky to get him because he's playing for Oasis. He was playing, I think, some keyboards. I don't know whether they even knew he was a guitarist first and foremost at this point. I think that did sort of come about. They did sort of find him out one day. He was fiddling around and he started playing Blackbird or something. And then they realized that, oh, he's a guitarist. But when I was with him, he was playing keyboard. And he just said to me, we were looking for songs. And he said, that Knowles does a really lovely slow version of Help. And I said, oh, I can't do it. Can I do a Beatles song? I'm a jazz singer. Yeah, it's a really good version. It's really slow. And he started playing it to me. And I said, actually, that is really nice. So Paul was the conduit between Noel's version and me ending up doing it. And I never have thought I'd have done a Beatles song. So he said, oh, I'll ask him if you can come and play on it. And I suddenly thought that would be great. But I'd really like to meet him because I've always respected them and liked the music very much, so I thought that would be a amazing, not just from a marketing point of view. I wasn't that cynical, and I would be now. But at the time, I just thought that's more than that lovely. So yeah, he asked him if he would come and just play on it, and I think Noel's got a great respect for Paul's musicality, obviously, because they've been doing work for many years now. So he did say yes. So I was all set to go and do this recording, actually, with Noel. But then, as I told you in the email,
It takes a dark turn.
it took a dark turn. It was all, I think, I don't think he messed us around with days at all. I think he was very true to the day we set. But I was coming from Brixton, I remember, and the Clapham was the where the Paul's studio was, and I was so excited because I couldn't believe he was going to do this. I mean, they were really at the height of their fame at this time.
Absolutely,
And there was no money in this. This was going to just be a sort of for love favor, and I just thought, wow. And I just got caught in a horrendous traffic jam. I think I was crying, trying to inching down the towards Clapham, and I got there just a little bit too late. He had just left. And he'd done the session, and he just gave his plectrum to Paul and said, "Oh, give that to the girl singer," or something like that. So I missed it. I missed it all, and it was a terrible shame because just to meet him and to sung it live with him, even if we hadn't have done that, we probably would have overdubbed it eventually. But just for the vibe, just to meet him, say thank you, and just to hang out with him would have been fantastic. Get a photo up, if he'd have been up for it. I don't know.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I kind of missed him. So then on it goes on the record, and I think a lot of the my record company were thrilled. They thought it was going to be fantastic. You know, it was good for me to look like I'm collaborating with, you know, one of the most famous pop stars at that particular time. Well, still now.
Yeah.
So that's how that came about. And what a shame. You know, I just
missed him.
Never trafficked down that road. Ever, ever.
Devastating. And you said that you mentioned... there was a fun headline
Yeah, that's right. Well remembered. I was looking. It came out. The album came out. And obviously, I'm looking for the press. And it was social media wasn't really even a thing then, to be honest. I mean, it was always, you know, we were looking for the papers and reviews in the press, Time Out and places, the Office, places like that. And in the art section of the Times. They had done a review, I think it was Clive Davis, but they had a banner on the front of the actual front of the paper and it says, Noel Gallagher goes jazz. And he looked a picture of his head and I just thought, that's got to be that, you know, and it, of course I'd grabbed it and it sort of mentioned him in glowing terms, actually. They didn't make a scene of it. Oh, what's he doing playing jazz? Because he's not trying, he's just playing the chords. It's just beautifully done. It wasn't about a big improvisational number. It was just a great song done in his way with me nicking that idea, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, Noel goes jazz.
It's amazing. It's sort of, it's unique in that it's a Beatles cover of a Oasis arrangement, which is sort of quite,
with Noel Gallagher and Paul Stacey. I did think that. So it went down really well. I think a lot of jazz listeners were either, they just scratched their head and thought, I don't know how that's come about, and weren't that interested, or they just, I don't know.
But there's been
we're a funny lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's been a few sort of interesting kind of slowed down Beatles jazz covers and things over the years. I think I remember Goldie Hawn doing... maybe Can't Buy Me Love in like a smooth kind of nightclub.
Goldie Hawn.
I think I might have to look it up. I think it was for, they did like a George Martin tribute album.
Wow.
Jim Carrey did I'm the Walrus, and they had lots of different people coming in. I'm pretty sure it was Goldie Hawn.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel.
That's the thing, those songs are so great that you can slow them down, speed them up, you know, they work in all kinds
you
of
can I have done and am doing two shows. One was John Lennon with orchestra, John Lennon's songbook, and the other one I'm doing actually very soon in April in Dublin with the RTE Concert Orchestra. It's called Two of Us, and it's the songs of Lennon and McCartney. And that's been expanded with great arrangements by a guy called Andrew Cotty, who's brilliant. He's working in LA at the moment, but he did these arrangements a few years ago. And it's I play the narrator, and Mark McGann, the actor, plays John Lennon, and Joe Stillgoe plays Paul McCartney, and the songs have been orchestrated, so you can break them down to piano voice and fully orchestrated for a big orchestra, and they're just brilliant songs, aren't they? So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm sort of I it's the one thing I do that isn't jazz, and I really enjoy it because I hear the quality, you know, it's just
They're
amazing.
incredible songs. And the funny thing is, you know, with looking at Help in the song itself, you know, like I think my understanding was that when John wrote it, it was a call for help, and it was supposed, when you listen to the lyrics, it is so sad. You know, it is literally a call for help, and he was really struggling. And yet, when they do the Mophead 65 Beatles on it, it just jangles
Yeah.
up, speeds up, and it's really like it's so brilliantly and brightly produced. But actually, yeah, when you do strip it away to a core, the core basic of the song, it is, yeah, really, really sad and beautiful, like lamenting
Yeah, I think it
song.
really worked. So yeah, it was great. It's great to be reminded. It was so nice that you got in touch with me because I don't know, life just seemed much easier then and a lot more fun. But yeah, that was a great collaboration, and I'd like to meet him one day and say, "Oh, did you hear it? You know, what do you think of it?" I
Did
wonder.
you know that one little mad session he had that one time when he came in for Paul?
He
Yeah.
won't have remembered that,
Yeah.
but nevertheless, he might have been looking for that plectrum one day, and I had it.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah, I mean, Paul Stacey, I've never interviewed him. He doesn't really do interviews. So he did one the other day with like a guitar sort of there's a guitar channel that Noel's done an interview with as well. He did one there. But yeah, I know he's I've sort of had his number in the past, and he's
Yeah,
just,
he's a phenomenal musician.
yeah,
Lovely.
but I know that, and he's so well respected in the Oasis fan world as probably like the he's never officially been a member of Oasis, but yet he's added so much. Like whether it was live or on record, he played like he was probably like the third member of Oasis on their sort of fourth album, which was just around that time, actually, around at 1999 when they were recording that. Sort of after a couple of the original guys had left. And so
Right.
literally, you know, Noel, Liam and the drummer.
Why
And so
do you think he wasn't ever made a member of the band as such?
don't know. Maybe the hair didn't have a good enough haircut. Maybe they've always been very keen to get
Definitely.
haircuts.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good question though, because he does, like he plays a couple of guitar solos. He's, you know, even now with Noel, you know, that there was a they put out a documentary, the making of like Noel's last album. Paul is there every day. You know, he is the core one, along with Noel and the engineer, that's, you know, really doing so much in terms of
Yeah, he's great.
the
He's
arrangement.
got amazing ears. So he's a natural born musician. The pair of them, they're such talented brothers. And I can, you know, I loved working with him. It was great. Yeah, lovely times.
Yeah, fantastic. And you mentioned that you did have a brief run-in with one of the Beatles as well, and you mentioned this song.
Oh, when I met Paul McCartney. Yeah, my late great friend Sir Richard Rodney Bennett, who was a knight of the realm, but a composer. He was nominated for an Oscar for Murder on the Orient Express, the soundtrack, and he was also written lots of children's music, theme tunes for television. He did Four Weddings and a Funeral. I mean, just huge repertoire and output of music. But he also used to work with me and sing together and play together. And I was at his apartment in New York, and he was working with Paul McCartney on, I think it was when Paul McCartney was writing some ballet music. But Paul McCartney paints, and so did Richard, bless him. And Paul was coming around to bring him a painting, and I just happened to be there. And he said, "Oh, well, stick around, Paul's coming around. I said, but Paul who? And he's like, Paul McCartney. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna actually get him. And I tried to be cool, and he was lovely, and I just was the girl who was singing with Richard, and I just sort of sat there. And then Richard went and got the CD and went, oh, look, Claire's done one of your songs on here. Look, she's, you can, and he sort of gave it to him and, oh, right, great, you know, and he took it. I don't know, he's probably, and I just sat there and went, ah. But I said, yeah, I just did a version of Help. Yeah, I hope you like it. And then they got to talking about art, and then he left. But it was so bizarre. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't prepared. And I didn't know he was going to give him the CD. And then afterwards, I thought, oh, I could have said so many things. But I was just somebody's guest in their house. But you know, he came to see him. But I did meet him, and it was wonderful. I've dined out on that on various occasions, and I've beefed the story up a bit. You know, where he puts it on, and he loves the version.
Absolutely. And
And
then yeah, you went off to a jazz cafe in New York
yeah, and then
and
we'd sung
played
it
it together.
together. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, that
Fantastic.
was
The one thing I was going to say actually about like Noel's, because I know like you said, he's not necessarily known for jazz as such, and definitely not bebop and hard jazz or anything like that. But when we talk about like the more Burt Bacharach-y type stuff, I mean, that's so much a part of his world. He loves Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach's like
Yeah.
his favorite ever songwriter. And you can really hear it in a number of the songs, like Half the World Away, you know, which is famously the Royal Family theme tune. That one is almost a direct copy of This Guy's in Love with You by Burt Bacharach.
Oh,
And
okay.
he absolutely loves Burt, and you can hear that in so much of his work. Has got horns, has got has strings and things, and you can really hear it. It might not be, yeah, the you know, we're not talking Miles Davis, but yeah, there's definitely a
Yeah,
jazz.
that's really interesting. I didn't know that. That's a where, yeah, background. It's great person to sort of have a as a source, isn't it? I mean, amazing songwriter.
You see this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. This old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind.
I wonder if they do like jazz. I've got a feeling that Liam really hates it. I think probably Noel would be a little bit more tolerant, but I don't know what they how they feel about jazz per se.
Yeah. Maybe the more avant-garde jazz. I think they might struggle with John Coltrane and people like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, it's a small word, isn't it, for so many different styles of jazz. There's a lot of different styles of jazz.
Yeah.
Some I find really challenging, and you know, so it's a bit tricky. But yeah.
And you know, it's funny, like there is a moment. Remember the Farce Club? Oops. Remember the Farce Show
Yeah.
Jazz Club? I mean, so there's a bit where one of the songs, one of the Oasis songs, at the end, they just sort of do a bit of a freak out and start, you know, messing around on keyboards and stuff. And then Noel does go in the background, jazz, nice. So, yeah,
Around.
so it's that's probably the closest they ever got to jazz.
I mean,
But yeah.
I missed that show, but that kind of didn't do us any favors.
No.
We were kind of like, oh,
That's
please
okay.
help us. And actually, the weird thing was, I ended up, who's the actor that actually used to do the jazz?
Oh,
Nice.
John Thompson.
Yeah, he's a good drummer. And
Yeah.
he ended up coming to Ronnie Scott's one night and actually sitting in and playing drums with me one night because, I think he knew Paul as well, and he knew Max Beasley, and Max Beasley was around. So I think he did actually really like jazz, but we just used to go, oh, cringe.
Hello, and welcome to Jazz Club, bringing you all that's best in the world of jazz. Nice. On this week's show, an act that Wrong Note magazine described as the best of the young British jazz upstarts. Ha, great. It's the James Nance Quartet, with James Nance on Hammond, naturally, Faden Boys on guitar, Sid Bellamy on drums, and Clam on bass. They heard a haunting buddy freak melody, Desolate Shore, in an inventive new arrangement, where, although it follows the original 32-bar AABA structure, instead of providing a harmonic departure from the A section, the bridge resolves the rising chromatic pattern. Great. Wonderful. Desolate Shore.
No, that's a badge of honor, I think. But you know, I mean, I started saying it, jazz. You know, you class up the joint. But I'm fascinated by a lot of the stories of those old guys, like Miles Davis and Coltrane and people like that. And they are more rock and roll than any of the Oasis boys. I'll tell you that. They lived a life.
Yeah, well, it was kind of that time, wasn't it? Unfortunately, I mean, a lot of drugs around. Unfortunately, a lot of them really got hooked on heroin and died of it. So many young jazz musicians didn't make it to 30, you know, because of that. It was, yeah, very prevalent. And yeah, we all have to sort of clean up now, because we all just none of us even smoking now or anything. It's all very proper, but yeah, can't smoke in clubs. But I mean, I remember in jazz clubs and Ronnie Scott's, you know, everyone was smoking, and yeah, it's still going around. But yeah, you're right. There was some hard living, really. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, look, Claire, thanks so much. What are you up to at the moment? What's next on the horizon?
Next on the horizon is my record came out in October of last year, so I'm still sort of doing some dribs and drabs with that.
The shadows on the wall look like a railroad track. I wonder if he's ever coming back. A yellow stain across the sky. Oh, baby, this one's from the heart.
My band are Swedish, so I've got a tour of Sweden in April just to promote the record further on. As I said, I'm going to Dublin in April as well, at the beginning of April, to do the Lennon and McCartney songbook with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Yeah, just doing a bit of teaching, doing some gigs, just chugging along. I've also got, I do quite a lot of productions. I'm taking some singers into the studio and doing some, you've got to spin quite a lot of plates when you're a jazz musician. So I've got quite a bit going on at the moment, but doing something like this was very, very fun. So thank you so much for asking me, James.
No. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on, because I looked at it and I thought, right, I need to cover that help. Who should I talk to? And I was thinking, I know people that do Beatles podcasts. I know different people like that. And I thought, well, I'll give a try. I'll give a try to Claire, who actually sang the thing.
Yep. I'm up for it.
So Claire, where can the kids find you online if they want to find your stuff?
The kids can find me at clairemartinjazz.co.uk, and I've got loads of gigs up and down the country. And if you think, oh, never really been to a jazz gig, maybe I'll like it, then please come. I work with various singers as well. Ian Shaw is a great singer I work with, and I'm playing with some really terrific people. Great jazz guitarist Jim Mullen, who's legendary. So give it a try.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. Great. Well, look, thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, James. Thank you very much.
Won't you please help me? Won't you please help me? Please help me.
say goodbye.